I was a bit worried what was going to come out of the World Service after yesterday lunchtime. Today, clear skies, hopefully. Fingers crossed it wasn't the case yesterday, although that was what was forecast. Highs of 22 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var, 18 degrees in Nice and Antibes. Moderate southeasterly winds, and this evening going down to 10 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday, they say remaining much the same, becoming increasingly cloudy by Thursday midday. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:48 and will set this evening at 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. In Madrid today, it's 18 degrees with thundery showers. Cardiff has 14 degrees and sunshine. And Lyon, 18 degrees and sunny. Good morning. You're listening to The Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. Today's top story is that French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that there will be an extension on the lockdown in order to continue attempts to curb the coronavirus outbreak until May the 11th. And in sport, the French Grand Prix is set to be the next Formula One event to be postponed as a result of the coronavirus crisis. Coming up, we'll have three tracks in a row where you have to guess the link, studio@rivieradio.mc, if you can tell me what the link is. That's coming up shortly, along with this morning's comedy clip. And also, I'll be telling you that what you could do whilst in lockdown. Apparently, write. Why not write? There are some fantastic opportunities, playwriting and screenwriting opportunities that I'll be telling you about later. And a study shows that men are more likely to settle down, marry and have children in a society where they outnumber women. All of that and lots more coming up. But first, they don't make them like this. It is, of course, The Faces and Ooh La La on Riviera Radio, La Radio de la Côte d'Azur in English. 106.3 and 106.5 FM. Champagne and How About Us, and before that you heard Amy Winehouse, and before that UB40 Red Red Wine, and congratulations to Michael Newman. Yes, the link there was of course alcohol or drinks, and Simon as well got it right, studio@rivieradio.mc. Well, seeing as we're on the subject of drinks, this morning's comedy clip comes from the Two Ronnies and a round of drinks.
You all go out on the terrace, I'll get the waiter to bring the drinks out, shall I?
That's fine.
Off you go.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
What would you like?
Well, to start with, I'll have a large gin tonic.
Sir?
Very large.
Ice and lemon, sir?
Yeah, if there's room in the glass, yes.
And what else, sir?
As a matter of fact, I've just met these people. See, I don't know them at all. They're all friends of my wife, you see, son. Now, let's see. The lady in the sack dress wants an enormous brandy. The young man with a flat head wants a rum and coke. Andy, he's a tall chap, he's Scottish, he wants a pink gin with lemon. The girl with the boobs wants a white lady. My wife will have a Scotch on the rocks. The woman with the bare arms behind her, she will have half a bottle of the house wine. And the old man with the rather shifty eyes, he'll have a rough cider. Mm. But before that, I'll have another gin and tonic.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Beautiful. So that's an enormous brandy, a rum and coke, a pink gin, a white scotch, a wine, a cider, and a lemon on the rocks.
Pardon, sir?
The lady in the sack dress, a brandy. See? The flathead, a rum and coke, a Scotsman behind, a white gin. The lady with the pink boobs, a cider, Yes, right. Thank you.
Yes.
Is that mine?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Save it again, please.
Certainly, sir.
Now, I've got it this time. It's one brandy, one rum and lemon, a pink thing, a white lady with double boobs. rough rock, so wine on the house and a big bottle.
Pardon, sir?
Don't worry, it's all under control. Look, the lady in the sack wants a tall scotch. The bare lady with the behind wants a rum and coke. My wife will have an old man on the rocks. The girl with the shifty boobs wants a big bottle of brandy on the house. The young man with a flat wife wants enormous wine. The white lady with the pink... just a minute. Just a minute.
Now, wait, you've ordered the pink wine.
Yes, I thought that was it. Yes. Is that mine?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. Now, are you listening? It's simple. I'll have a gin tonic.
I've got one ready for you,
sir. Oh, thank you. Either one of these, is it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. Why don't you have a beer?
No, thank you, sir.
Right, now, I do exactly what I'm doing, all right? Here goes. The randy girl with a big bottle wants a rough Scotsman. Rough Scotsman. The tall lemon wants a double shifty on the rocks. The bear woman with the boobs like the side of a house wants a pink old man. The normal chap with the flat gin wants my wife with the beer behind. And the white lady wants a sack of Coke. It's simple enough. What are you having?
Look, sir, I'm...
Look, ready? Now, wait a minute. Look, this is it, right? Ready? Forget all previous orders. Just give me a sack of Coke, two large rocks, two pink boobs, an enormous lemon, and a large bear lady of the house.
Look, sir, I'm glad we finally got that sorted out.
Yes, so am I, yes.
One sack of Coke.
One sack of Coke.
Two large rocks.
Two large rocks.
One pair of pink boobs.
One pair.
An enormous lemon.
Enormous lemon, yeah.
And, a large bear lady on the house.
Carry that. Right, look, now I'll take the lemon, you take the rocks, will you? Come on, back now, who ordered the pink boob?
The Weekend and Blinding Lights on Riviera Radio. All the local news, sport and weather is next.
This is 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working to keep everyone informed in the current difficult situation as we all stay at home to stop the spread of the virus. Every day, find updated information on air or at rivieraradio.mc and on our 106.5 Facebook and most social media. Download our free Riviera Radio news app for your mobile phone or tablet. You listen at home, and most of our team are working from their homes. Our sales and marketing department is still working and available for you. We are supported by local businesses, and we support them. We know that many businesses are changing the way they operate to help people in these unprecedented times. We connect businesses to the people at home. We're available to help you get messages out to the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to Riviera Radio or the thousands who use our website and social media. Contact us by emailing sales@rivieraradio.mc. At your service for more than 30 years, we are Riviera Radio.
These are challenging times for everyone, and your family's welfare takes priority over financial planning. Here at Blevins Franks, we feel the same, but we're still here for you. While our local offices are closed, Blevins Franks remains fully operational, and our advisors and staff are working as usual, albeit from home. So if you have questions about tax, estate planning, pensions, investments, or Brexit, or just want to talk, contact us on 0493001780. Or at blevinsfranks.com.
Allô, Sophie? On m'a dit que t'avais un bon plan pour une solution sécurisée pour partager les documents de l'entreprise.
Oui, on est passé sur KDrive d'Infomaniac au boulot. C'est top! Tous mes fichiers sont synchro sur mon portable et on peut bosser à plusieurs sur nos documents avec mon équipe, même en déplacement.
KDrive d'Infomaniac, 5€ par mois, 30 jours d'essai gratuits. J'ai trouvé. Merci, Sophie. Je vais tester ça de suite.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 8:30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that there will be an extension on the lockdown in order to continue attempts to curb the coronavirus outbreak until May the 11th. He said progress had been made, but the battle was not yet won. He also said non-European borders would remain closed, acknowledging his country had been not been sufficiently prepared early on to face the challenges posed by the outbreak. Macron said that unprecedented restrictions put in place were showing results. Macron's primetime address came as France ended a fourth week under lockdown. After a relentless increase until the first week of April, the number of patients in French hospitals in intensive care units has started to decline, prompting health authorities to call a plateau in the deadly epidemic. But if French hospitals are just about coping, helped by a massive effort to transfer patients by plane, helicopter or even high-speed trains from hospitals in the east and Paris to the west, nursing homes have been overwhelmed. By Monday, the coronavirus had claimed 14,967 lives in France, the fourth highest death toll in the world. Macron said that May the 11th, France would be able to test anyone presenting COVID-19 symptoms. Schools and crèches would progressively reopen, although Macron's popularity initially shot up after he followed Italy and Spain in introducing drastic curbs on public life. His government has faced accusations of failing to address a shortage of masks and testing kits. The French government is expected to set out in detail the exact measures intended in the coming weeks. In reaction to the president's speech, Charles-Ange Genesee, president of the Alpmaar team, described it as a message of confidence but a little too vague, adding that I do not hide my disappointment. Even if he succeeded in giving back a message of confidence to the French, on the economic level it's too vague. Meanwhile, Renaud Muselier, president of the PACA region, accused the speech of being light on the health aspect. He said that the announcements on festivals, restaurants, bars are important, but we know the economic difficulties and this will cause in our region. On the health side, he said we need more concrete answers on masks, gels and tests, as well as treatments and a possible vaccine. Finally, among the teachers' unions, the declarations of the President of the Republic caused concern, with many claiming it is anything but serious to reopen schools on May the 11th, because we are told that all public places are closed, cinemas, theatres, but not schools, when we know that this is a place of high transmission, high contamination, and there's a lack of precaution. It seems to be in total contradiction with everything that has gone before. In both the Alkmaar team and the VAR, 241 people have died from COVID-19, both in nursing homes and hospitals. 289 people are currently being treated in hospital, and 79 other patients are in intensive care. Police in Cannes have received 400 made-in-Cannes masks, 200 surgical masks and 200 FFP2 masks. The masks made in Cannes with health protection standards were delivered to the Cannes police station to meet the needs of the police, which have been hard hit by the coronavirus epidemic. A recent study showed that a majority of French people are dealing well with confinement measures. There are others that are, contrary to that, feeling anxious and stressed. For the past 3 weeks, a group of psychotherapists have been offering online consultations to help them get through this unprecedented period. The therapists have noted that most of the calls concern people between 30 and 50 years old, while studies carried out, especially in China, have revealed peaks of anxiety among 18 to 30-year-olds and those over 60. Finally, in Monaco, during the confinement period, it's the little brother of the Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc, Arthur Leclerc, who has competed in the second round of the Formula One Virtual Grand Prix Series. Confined at his home in Monaco, 19-year-old Arthur Leclerc took part in the virtual race, finishing fourth.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In today's business news, MPs in the UK are to summon a leading UK-based firm today over security concerns. There are concerns that the Chinese owner of Imagination Technologies has renewed efforts to transfer ownership of sensitive security software to companies controlled by China. Lawmakers worry the coronavirus crisis is diverting attention from controversial technology transfers. The fear is that networks in the UK, Europe and the US could be compromised. And Apple is planning a major redesign for its next generation of 5G-compatible iPhones, according to reports. The new design for Apple's flagship products will be heavily influenced by the latest generation of iPads, according to Bloomberg News, which reports there could be four new iPhone models.
Barclays is proud to sponsor all the business news on 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working collaboratively and creatively, tailoring our advice to the specific background, needs and financial ambitions of our clients. For more information, call the Monaco Private Banking team on 93153535 or visit barclays.mc/private bank.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In Formula One, the French Grand Prix is set to be the next Formula One event to be postponed as a result of the coronavirus crisis. French President Emmanuel Macron said in a televised address to the nation on Monday that restrictions on public events would continue until mid-July. France's round of the Formula One Championship was to be held on the 28th of June. The move seems to make it impossible to hold an event that was attended by 135,000 people last year. And in football, the Italian Football Federation has announced that it hopes that players can be tested for coronavirus at the start of May in preparation for the season to restart. Serie A has been suspended since March the 9th due to the global pandemic. There is no set date for when the campaign can resume in Italy, with 12 full rounds and four outstanding fixtures still to play.
Air France.
France.
La France.
Is in the air.
La France est dans l'air.
Air France.
France.
La France.
Is in the air.
La France est dans l'air.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmaritime and the VAR, the general situation is a depression of 1,015 millibars. Winds are east-southeasterly, force 1 to 2. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,014 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 2 to 4 variable. The sea is slight to moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,017 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast. Brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Clear skies are forecast with highs of 22 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the VAR and 18 degrees in Nice and Antibes. Moderate southeasterly winds and this evening going down to 10 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday remaining much the same, becoming increasingly cloudy by Thursday midday. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:48 and will set this evening at 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. Finally, a new study has shown that men are more likely to settle down, marry and have children in a society where they outnumber women. Rather than being filled with risk-taking and violent behaviour, as might have been expected, a world with more men than women is actually more stable and calm. Well, now you mention it, psychologists believe this is because when women are scarce, some men become better husbands and fathers in a bid to maintain their relationships amid increased competition for partners. I.e. there isn't enough totty out there. When there are more women than men, apparently they adopt behaviour considered typically male. They have more casual relationships and are less likely to marry. You're now up to date. What do you think? studio@rivieradio.mc. If you'd like to share anything on that matter or anything else, Riviera Radio, I'm with you. Riviera Radio's with you and Sarah Lysett's with you till 10. All the news is available on our webpage, rivieradio.mc. And do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Well, it had to be Boys to Men. And I'll make love to you. Now, remember when everyone was telling us that Shakespeare wrote King Lear in isolation? Well, writing and finishing anything at the moment is an achievement, and there's a very strong argument for having a rest, a sleep, and not stressing out over deadlines. But if that's not your style and you've done it already, there's plenty to keep writers busy. Some playwriting and screenwriting opportunities. The BBC Writers' Room comedy. The call-out says that they're looking to unearth the treasures, the page-turners, the new perspectives, the engaging dialogue, and the surprising character creations. The deadline for those for the comedy writing is on the 20th of April, and for all information you can go to bbc.co.uk. But now on to our writing group here on the Riviera. The stories that they've written are a result of regular meetings joined by a published author, Martin, who's been very kind and patient in steering the group along their creative writing path. And so here is Mark Friedman's A Snow Story, read by Dusty Rhodes.
It was early April. Spring had suddenly appeared in New York, and thus encouraged, Stuart gave no more thought to what the weather would be in Nova Scotia. He was on a sabbatical from life, and where better to escape than almost Land's End, Nova Scotia. As soon as he drove across the border from Maine into New Brunswick, he started to experience definite signs of miscalculation. After the sun went down, the road had patches of black ice, and you couldn't detect the icy road glaze. At approximately 7:30 p.m. he skidded and almost went off the road down a steep embankment, but at the last moment managed to steer the car towards a roadside pile of ploughed snow. That stopped its momentum, and he carefully drove until he found a motel, hoping for better weather the next day. Stuart arose early, ate breakfast in a roadside diner, and got back on the road. The rest of the trip went easily enough, although the skies were overcast and the temperature was barely above freezing. When he crossed into Nova Scotia, he decided to cut the drive by taking what looked like a shortcut on the map. As if the previous evening had never occurred, he drove onto a narrow, snow-packed road little better than a cow path with no room to turn around. There was no choice but to drive straight ahead when he suddenly spotted a large island of slush in the middle of the road ahead. He gunned the powerful Pontiac engine, aiming to fly over that large watery depression. There was little traction on the snow-covered road, and he was halfway across when the car's momentum died and the car settled into the slushy hollow. Stuart was stranded in the middle of a large, icy puddle. It was late morning, overcast and cold, and he was alone, surrounded by miles of farmland in every direction and occasional copses of trees. Neither a house nor a person was in sight. He got out of the car, waded through the frigid slush and water up to his shins, and tried to keep warm by pacing back and forth with his wet shoes between the car and the other side of the road, as if this would miraculously occasion an appearance by another vehicle. His mobile phone had no charge, and reception was probably poor in this deep farm country. This was as bad as it could get. After almost an hour of extreme anxiety and burgeoning panic, he heard a noise coming from the road in the direction from which he sought to fly. He waited expectantly to see what was causing that uncommon racket, when a large horse-drawn sled, with two men seated on the raised front wooden bench, approached from around the bend. When they reached them, they stopped. Both climbed down from what looked like a logging sled, nodded a terse "hello" in his direction, and sized up the situation. They were dressed in canvas pants, heavy woolen jackets, hats with ear flaps, and high-top Wellington boots. I don't want to bother you," Stuart stammered, "but could you please take me to a telephone so I can get help towing me out of this before it gets too dark?" The older of the two walked around the fringes of the mini-pond, carefully measuring the problem with taciturn calculation. "No need. Walter and I will get you out." With that, they huddled briefly, and the older man quietly gave instructions to Walter, and they both got back onto the sled. They drove it around the verge of the road on the left of the car to a position slightly in front of it, then reached under the bench over which they'd been sitting, grabbed a long link of heavy chain, got down from the perch and slowly, but carefully, attached one end to the back of the sled, then plunged into the large puddle to attach the other end to the car's front bumper. Both men went back to the sled and, with reins in hand, urged the large farm horse on. It only took a few minutes for the car to finally reach more solid ground. Stuart's relief was palpable. He thanked them profusely and offered them a more than handsome reward for their trouble, but they wouldn't accept it. Nodding their goodbye, they mounted the sled, wishing him well, gave a command to the horse, and drove off. Stuart got in the car and turned the ignition key. When he heard the loud roar of the Pontiac engine, he was almost in tears.
Put your name, your business, your product in front of 250,000 English speakers on the Côte d'Azur. Use this multi-channel communication platform on digital, online, and on air to connect with this hard-to-reach audience and grow your business. Our team of five experienced business developers work across all media, online and on air, with experienced marketing skills that deliver results. This is how many of the companies you hear on radio have become household names across the Riviera. If you're asking how to get more customers, call Riviera Radio for answers. Find our number online or email us directly. sales@rivieraradio.mc.
These are challenging times for everyone, and your family's welfare takes priority over financial planning. Here at Blevins Franks, we feel the same, but we're still here for you. While our local offices are closed, Blevins Franks remains fully operational, and our advisors and staff are working as usual, albeit from home. So if you have questions about tax, estate planning, pensions, investments, or Brexit, or just want to talk, contact us on 0493001780 or at blevinsfranks.com.
Hey Marc, t'as déjà essayé K-Drive d'Infomaniac? K-Drive? C'est quoi? C'est un cloud collaboratif pour synchroniser les fichiers de la boîte. Tu peux bosser à plusieurs sur des documents et ça respecte vraiment la vie privée. Ah ouais? Y a une app mobile? Tu peux collaborer simultanément sur des documents? Figure-toi que oui, c'est vraiment complet. Tu peux essayer 30 jours gratuitement, ensuite ça coûte que 5 euros par mois. Ok, merci pour le bon plan, ça va intéresser ma boîte. Je vais tester ça tout à l'heure. K-Drive, tu dis? Yes! K-Drive d'Infomaniac. Tu peux aussi l'utiliser à titre perso.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good afternoon, it's 12:30. I'm Sarah Isett reporting. France's economy minister Bruno Le Maire has announced this morning that the solidarity fund reserved for companies threatened with bankruptcy will be reinforced with a total investment in the fund of 7 billion euros. Beyond the 1,500 euros for companies having a drop of more than 50% of their turnover, there will be a second stage which will be raised from 2,000 to 5,000 euros for companies threatened with bankruptcy. The average monthly turnover over the last 12 months will now be considered in the calculation, added Bruno Le Maire. Le Maire added that 24 billion euros will be injected to finance partial unemployment, saying that certain sectors such as hotels and restaurants will not be able to resume from May the 11th for reasons of health security, and that therefore partial unemployment will be extended. For the sectors which will not be able to resume, they will receive aid. As of this week, he said he's going to offer hotel and restaurant representatives to work with Jean-Baptiste Lemoine, responsible for tourism, to see what they need, assuring that from the moment you do not have any turnover, there will be a cancellation of charges. Initially, the state had released 45 billion euros to help businesses in this period of the health crisis, but given the magnitude of the pandemic and the period of confinement and its extension, Bruno Le Maire ensures that more than 100 billion euros will be made available to save the economy. Bruno Le Maire announced on Tuesday morning that due to the confinement lasting longer than what had been anticipated, there'll be an impact on growth which will be set at minus 8%. The main union of hotel trades and industries sector has said in a press release this morning that the continued closure of cafes, hotels and restaurants in France beyond May the 11th, the date of gradual reopening of nursery schools and high schools in France, constitutes the worst possible scenario and an economic disaster. Emmanuel Macron announced on Monday the beginning of the end of the confinement period in France, which is expected for May the 11th, accompanied by a gradual reopening of schools, nurseries and high schools closed since March the 13th. However, restaurants, bars, cafes and hotels will remain closed, he said. The union nevertheless welcomed the president's open door to total cancellations of catering charges, which are easily explained by the sector's zero revenues. The union also welcomed the president's words inviting insurers to be at the rendezvous of this economic mobilisation. President Emmanuel Macron's speech was followed on Monday evening by a total of 36.7 million viewers on the 11 channels that broadcast it. That's according to Médiamétrie, data published on Tuesday morning. In an absolute record, it said an official of Médiamétrie, with a million spectators more than on March the 16th. The speech had an overall audience share of 94.4%, thus attracting almost all French people who watched television between 8:02 and 8:30 last night. 704,000 breaches of non-compliance with confinement have been recorded in France since March the 17th. Since the start of confinement, more than 11.8 million checks have been carried out throughout France by the police. The number of reports for abuse by the authorities during a control is just under 300, said the Ministry of the Interior. Cases of abuse can be reported on the platform of the Ministry of Interior website. Invited on France 2 this Tuesday morning, the Minister of National Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, clarified that the return to school will not be compulsory on May the 11th. If Emmanuel Macron announced Monday evening the extension of the confinement until May the 11th, its lifting will be done gradually, said the Minister of National Education. Finally, a 64-year-old from Nice has launched the Boats of the Heart, or maybe Love Boats, offering nursing staff outings on his catamaran. Overwhelmed by demands, Jean-Luc Gouttard has called on others to join him. A week ago, Jean-Luc published a proposal on Facebook for 3 or 4 months. As soon as the confinement ends, he intends to offer as many care workers and hospital staff free boat trips of 2 or 3 days so that they can relax. Having received hundreds of applications from all over France, the movement, the Boats of the Heart, therefore aims to respond to these requests and put them in touch with boat owners. For more information, go to the Facebook page Les Bateaux du Cœur.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
The Tour de France looks set to be postponed following the French government's extension of a ban of mass gatherings because of the coronavirus pandemic. President Emmanuel Macron said on Monday that restrictions on public events would continue until mid-July. The tour was due to start in Nice. In football, Luton chief executive Gary Sweet has warned that the future of clubs at every level are at risk unless there is a swift and material aid package from the game's authorities to deal with the impact of COVID-19. British Sailing have confirmed their Olympic team will remain unchanged for the postponed Tokyo Games in 2021. A 15-strong team had already been selected for the event in Japan before the coronavirus pandemic forced a delay. Sailing was among a handful of sports to have already finalised their squads to represent Team GB in Japan. The rescheduled Games, which are still to be called Tokyo 2020, will take place from the 23rd of July to the 8th of August 2021. Finally, the seven UK-based Formula One teams have contributed to the supply of more than 20,000 orders from the NHS for devices to treat coronavirus patients. A consortium involving all the teams and several other manufacturers has had more than 10,000 ventilator orders. This is as well as 10,000 breathing aid devices being produced to a new design invented by the Mercedes team and the University College London Hospital.
Jobline, 106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio Jobline. Jobline is broadcast many times a day, and you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in Jobline, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Jobline on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous. Riviera Radio.
Clear skies with highs of 22 degrees in Saint-Tropez and Navarre and 18 degrees in Nice and Antibes. Moderate southeasterly winds and this evening going down to 10 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday remaining much the same, becoming increasingly cloudy by Thursday midday. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:48 and will set this evening at 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. Finally, a woman who had her birthday trip to Dublin cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic celebrated her special day in a rather unique way. Amy Morgan was due to fly to the Irish capital to celebrate her 23rd birthday, but instead stayed indoors for a lockdown pub crawl with her family. Her parents and younger sister transformed their house into Leeds city centre, which included her favourite bars, Pop World and Dirty Martini. The family of four turned every room in the house in Leeds into makeshift boozers to help Amy turn 23 in style despite the lockdown. That's it from me. Mark Abson will be keeping you company this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time, and I'll be back at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for the full English breakfast from 7 till 10, so please do join me. Until then, stay home, stay safe and stay calm. There's a lot going on at the moment, but obviously just keep your wits about you. And talking of parties, I'll leave you with this.